I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Growing roses has always been a chore. It seems every year, just as the flowers start to open in early summer, pests such as Japanese beetles and rose slugs, and diseases such as black spot devour the flowers and leaves. The pest problems are accentuated by sometimes hot, windy summer weather conditions. The rose flowers open and drop quickly, making my rose show a fleeting performance. But I've realized something about roses that's changing my way of looking at them. Certainly, there are many varieties of roses that bloom all summer, providing color with other perennial flowers and shrubs. But they still have to contend with pests and hot weather. It's in the fall when my roses really shine. I've started to think of our roses not just as summer flowers, but as a fall flowering plant. I'm pleasantly surprised at how beautiful they are right now, and it happens every year. With the cooler weather and lower light intensity, the rose flowers not only last longer, but the colors are deeper and richer. Combine this with the lack of Japanese beetles and other pests, and our roses look the best they have all year. I used to think of beautiful fall roses as an oddity, but really, it's a trend in our garden. When selecting roses, obviously look for types that bloom all summer. In our garden, Julia Child Floribunda Rose is gorgeous right now. Even the fragrance seems better. Other great bloomers include shrub roses such as Bonica, the Canadian Explorer roses such as John Davis, the Fairy, and Apricot Drift Ground Cover Rose. If planting in fall, protect the new roses with bark mulch piled on top of the plant in November. After a few years, you may also agree that fall is for roses. And now for this week's tip, bring tomatoes showing color indoors now before a frost. Wrap the individual fruits in newspaper and place them in a warm room to ripen. They don't need light. Use the green tomatoes in relishes or fried. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about garlic relatives. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.